possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We're joined by 93.7thefan.com's Jeff Hathorn. The breaking Steelers wide receiver news is that Gabe Davis did visit the Bills today. So he left here without a contract. He went to see his old team. Josh Allen was saying very nice things about Davis yesterday. The Steelers knew he was going to go up there, Jeff. They let him go. Yeah. From what you've heard, why didn't the Steelers sign Gabe Davis? And what do you think they'll end up doing at wide receiver in the next few days?
Gabe Davis? I don't know what you're talking about. Gabe Davis? That was Tomlin yesterday. Yeah, I mean, listen, they gave him an offer he could refuse. Obviously, they had the opportunity to blow him away, to set up something where he wouldn't even want to go up to Buffalo. There's interest there, but I don't think there's like, I don't know if he's playing the Bills against the Steelers, but it's odd that you would bring a guy in for a second trip and then he would leave without a contract. I mean, why even bring him in a second time? There's obviously some, a little bit of interest, but not to the interest where they could have just signed him and made this a done deal.
So what, if anything, do you think ends up happening in the next couple of days or even week plus, Jeff, on the wide receiver front? I think technically say nothing if you want.
No, I think they'll still be exploring. I mean, they're going to look at what other guys' rosters look like. And I still think there's a possibility. I mean, listen, if Robert Woods is on the team, and let's say Calvin, who is working his way back, let's just say he starts the season not ready, which I don't anticipate. They would have a receiving core outside of DK with no touchdowns last year. Not one. And if you had Calvin, you're only adding four from last, in the group beyond DK Metcalf, four touchdowns. So I still think that is an area they're going to continue to pursue. And it may not just be, after cutdown day, it could be leading up to it. And Calvin Austin's health is going to play a part in this, but I think even if he comes back and is healthy, they're still going to look at other options.
Jeff, on the Metcalf thing for a second, Roethlisberger said, I was at joint practice. I see Aaron Rodgers and DK Metcalf doing special things together this year. Hmm. Do you agree with that based on what you've seen?
I mean, the day Ben was there, they had a really good seven shots. And they have, increased their connection. And I think there is a possibility for them to do some things. But, they've got to get the ground game where it needs to be, that the protection has to be there. But, yeah, I would agree. I think there is a connection with DK Metcalf and Aaron Rodgers. It's just, it's so hard because we see in a practice setting, most of the times in not full pads, to know what we're going to see against the Jets. I think a lot of us are really speculating, but you know, I trust Ben's opinion. And I will say over the last week or so, those two have hooked up a lot of times and seem to be gathering that kind of symbiotic connection of like where one knows where the other is going to be.
To a pretty large extent, Rodgers and Metcalf can only be as good as the offensive line allows them to be. To what degree do you feel like the line has alleviated concerns about their play so far heading into the season with what they've put out there in practice and in the preseason?
Yeah, I think they made everybody feel a little better and from what they've shown. If only for the fact of, we didn't spend a lot of time after game two going, man, what about that? Or how did that guy get around the edge? Or what happened on that play? Like, if just for the fact that we didn't see glaring mistakes that we saw, yes, there were some issues here or there, but I think the offensive line has performed fairly well. And they did so against Jacksonville's, you know, first team. They did so against some guys with Tampa more in the joint practice than they did in the game and turned out fairly well.
How about Jeremy Fowler saying the Steelers were potentially going to bring Dalton Reisner in for a visit? He started the final 10 games of the year for the Vikings. He did not allow a sack or did not commit a penalty as a guard last year, Jeff. He's a former second-round pick. He's 30. He's been a starter in this league for a decent amount of time. I said to Chris earlier, if they sign this guy, I'm not convinced he's worse than McCormick. McCormick's barely played, was a fourth-round pick. This dude was on a 14-3 team last year and was good enough to be their starting guard and, by the sounds of things, didn't make a single mistake. No sacks, no penalties. So what are you hearing on that front?
Yeah, it's interesting that he's around, that he's available. And when they brought in Pete, I think a lot of people thought that that was as much Sam Mallow insurance as anything. As, you know, hey, if Sam Mallow, 10 years into the league, guy who hasn't practiced a lot, if there is something there or he's not able to finish the season, you've got someone, while they like Spencer Anderson, a guy who has a track record of doing it in Pete. I understand the interest there, but yeah, maybe there's a feeling of McCormick, but man, everything these guys and Pat said it a week or so ago, they really liked the trajectory and what they saw from McCormick as he grew.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Last year.
Jeff, do you think there's going to be any, or to what extent do you think there will be a connection between Mike Tomlin kind of letting Aaron Rodgers call the shots as far as, hey, I don't really... He said he would play during the preseason, but we can all kind of, you know, infer that he doesn't want to play or else Mike would be playing him because we know Mike believes in playing these guys in the preseason, even as quarterback. What extent do you think that's going to go into the regular season and also inform how he'll actually coach Rodgers? Like, is he going to let him be more aggressive than maybe he let Fields and Wilson be, in your opinion?
I mean, listen, I do think quarterbacks always have some kind of say in the offense, but the level of say seems to be different with Aaron Rodgers in the planning and him just communicating with other players. And what we hear about him speaking up in the room, not in an aggressive way, but in a, hey, why don't we do this? And I think if he stands up more than any quarterback they've had since Ben, if he gets up in a meeting and says, hey, why don't we do this? It's not a, oh, we're just going to listen to your suggestion and move on. It's going to be like, yeah, we'll look into that. Even some of the language they've used, they've altered for Aaron. So I think it is, I'm not saying they're giving the entire offense over to Aaron, but Aaron has a lot of
say. Do you think he'll be allowed to throw to the middle of the field, or will Mike on those tablets have the middle, between the hash marks will be a giant red area with the international no symbol?
I mean, and I know it hasn't been Aaron, but where are the big plays we've seen for the most part in the preseason been from the Steelers in the middle of the field? We've seen them exploit the middle of the field a lot with this group, especially when Smith has been healthy.
Jeff, your reaction being there yesterday to seeing Cam Hayward practice in pads, Tomlin said team drills, and what that means for his contract pursuit with the Steelers.
I think this is, and Cam didn't want to talk afterwards. He had to go get some treatment, he said, so he wasn't able to discuss it with us. I think this was Cam saying, like, hey, I'm willing to throw in some good faith. I'm going to get it. I'm going to get out there on the practice field. I'm going to show you that I'm ready to go. Let's sit down and get this thing worked out. I don't think it means necessarily that they're on the verge of a deal, because none of that, we got a feel for none of that, that anything's changed from this contract status. But I think him being out on the field is just a way of saying, hey, let's get this thing done. I don't think he's going to cave. I think this is just an opportunity for him, knowing the cameras will be out there, that he could go out there and say, hey, I'm willing to get out there and show I want to get ready for the season.
I just think, Jeff, in this case, like, there's no real reason for the team to grab the olive branch that he might be trying to put out there and reciprocate. I mean, he's got 2 years left, and from their perspective, in a business sense, even if he outperformed the deal he signed, he still signed it, and he's at an age where, Pony and I just looked this up, there's literally no precedent for a guy his age in the modern era, or barely in any era at all, having even the season he did last year on the defensive line, to say nothing of the season he would have this year to bend their ear on this one. I think he's fighting an unbelievably uphill battle, is what I'm saying.
I know you try to look at Reggie White's and Bruce Smith's and say, okay, they were good at the end of their career, but yeah, it's, and we have heard nothing about extension. I know people have said, well, Cam wants a few more years. I don't necessarily think, I do believe that what Cam said, that he thought that he deserved more money. He felt like he had some type of handshake agreement that, hey, when I'm better, I'm going to come back and we're going to redo this. And it just was never in writing, which was obviously Cam's biggest mistake. But yeah, I agree. I don't think the Steelers feel like they're forced, because Cam was out there in pads, that, okay, we got to sit down and make this happen. And you guys have said this the entire time. If this was so easy, has it not been easy at all?
Jeff, do you feel the same way about Boswell, or him kicking in a game? Does that make you think that his pursuit of a renegotiated contract is just totally over and he's going to play on his current deal this year?
Yeah, I think he's going to play on his deal, because, you know, Tomlin even said that he was going to kick PATs and field goals if they would have had their, you know, if Christian Kuntz would have been healthy. So while he's obviously still wants to have more money, but we've seen him around at practice, and like you said, he was going to kick in that game. So I don't know if tomorrow's going to tell us anything, whether Boswell kicks or not. I don't think that's going to be a real indicator. We'll see what happens early next week. Would he still want to keep that on the table? Sure. Do I think that's gonna come to a head and Boswell will kick? Yes.
Jeff Hathorn, our Hawk Report.
Oh, jeez. What kind of a hawk is that?
Wow.
That hawk sounded pissed off.
Is that the, are we sure this is a hawk?
It sounds like Starkey.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.